You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Judges chapter 16, verse 15 to 17. And she said unto him, How canst thou say I love thee, and when thy heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urging, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. I'm sure like me, some of you may also wonder how Samson could have made this terrible mistake. A woman was asking you what's the source of your strength. You gave her a false strength. And then she tried it, and she saw that that was not your strength. You told her another lie. She tried it. That was not your strength. You told her another one. Now, should it not have occurred to you that if this woman truly knew the source of your strength, she would definitely attempt to ensure that you become weak and impotent? You know, when we read that story, it may be sometimes difficult for us to comprehend how Samson could fall for this obvious trap. But because these scriptures are written for our sake, there's a reason why the Lord included this story in the scripture. You see, when we look at ourselves, the battle of our lives takes place in our mind. Now, I want to say that this same strategy that Delilah used for Samson, the devil use that strategy. Look at what happened in verse 16. It says, it came to pass when he pressed him daily with what? With her words. She pressed him daily with her words. You see, this is a satanic principle. The devil knows that if he can put a thought in your heart and that thought rings in your heart consistently for a long time, I tell you, after a while, you may begin to believe that thought. A married man began to think about a lady, and he struggled with this thought for 3 years. In fact, he claimed to be a pastor. After 3 years, and he could not shake this thought off, he began to believe that God wants him to marry that lady. And he went ahead, forsook his wife, and married that other lady. And he kept saying people will not understand. You see, the reason why he was saying that is because he had struggled with the thought for 3 years. And eventually, he began to believe that this thought must be from the Lord. See, Satan does not go away easily. A wrong thought can linger in your mind for a long time. And before you know it, you begin to think that probably it is from God. You begin to think that maybe you should do it. Maybe you should do this thing. That's why the Bible says, taking into captivity every thought that is against Christ. Taking it into captivity. Samson did not take the thought into captivity. You see, words are powerful. All that Delilah did was to speak something to Samson daily. Be careful the thought that is coming to your heart, that is persistent and that is strong. If you are not careful, it will look initially like just ordinary thought, but eventually you may find yourself acting on it. Therefore, take every thought captive. Bring every thought into obedience in Christ Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach out on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.